The federal government is trying to get non-whites to see doctors more regularly. Numerous studies have shown that blacks and other minorities have serious health problems because they don't see a physician until it's too late. It's a result of long-standing social and economic barriers to quality care. So the government has launched a campaign called Take a Loved One to the Doctor. NPR's Rachel Jones reports on a program in Pittsburgh that involves black churches and a major medical center.
The St. James AME's Gospel Sound of Joy choir echoes in this 136-year-old church. The congregation is mostly older and middle class. Its 400 members live in the East Liberty and nearby Homewood neighborhoods, or drive in from outlying suburbs. Elderly women, the church ushers dressed in white from head to toe, stand at the back of the church, their gloved hands clasped. Reverend Ron Glenn lets the Spirit move through his sermon. The belief that God will take care of them keeps many people from doing what they ought to do for themselves. Basic things like watching their diet, exercising, or seeing a doctor before problems arise. But African Americans are especially wary of doctors and hospitals, and that suspicion can have devastating consequences. In a study released by the local Urban League, researchers found that blacks in Greater Pittsburgh are twice as likely to have diabetes as whites. Black men die of lung, colon, and prostate cancers at more than two times the national rates. And death from heart disease for black women is three times higher than for white women. So this morning, Reverend Glenn welcomes a special guest, Dr. Stephen Thomas, who heads the Center for Minority Health at the University of Pittsburgh.
We're raising awareness and encouraging you to identify someone you love, someone you care about, look them in the eye, and find out, is it someone that needs to see a doctor?
Many university medical centers have begun to tackle the health problems of people in their communities, which are often predominantly minority. Here in Pittsburgh, Thomas has launched what he calls the Faith-Based Health Initiative. He's been delivering posters and other information about the national Take a Loved One to the Doctor campaign to churches, beauty salons, barbershops, and other stores in black neighborhoods. The initiative was Thomas's response to an Institute of Medicine report, which found that even after ruling out differences in education and income, African Americans have poorer health and don't receive the same quality of care as whites. It concluded racism has to be considered a factor. Thomas says that's because racism not only denies people access to basic services, it undermines their trust in the medical system.
In other words, you have black people today who are suffering from conditions like cardiovascular disease or high blood pressure or diabetes that are diseases that are totally preventable and treatable, and yet they are not accessing the very services that they have, that they're eligible for, even when they have the ability to pay.
He cites this example. White women actually develop breast cancer more often than black women, but black women are more likely to die from the disease.
So what is that? And in our preliminary work and documented in the literature is that religious beliefs play a role in black women not seeking care, thinking that prayer will make the tumor go away, and the belief that there's nothing they can do.
After the benediction at St. James, as parishioners move towards the exits, 33-year-old Victoria Goings describes how faith and medicine work together in her life. Goings had severe cramps that were diagnosed as a blockage of the colon. She was operated on last December and had another surgery in June this year.
And so I went to the prayer warriors of the church and said, I'm afraid, I just cannot do it. And so they started their prayers. They prayed with me individually. They prayed with me collectively. They put my name on prayer cloths. People prayed with me over the telephone.
Goings put her trust in God, but she also listened to her doctors and agreed to the surgery.
And when I woke up, what they went to remove, I was told was not there. and they said that someone prayed for me and began to call me the Miracle Lady.
But Thomas worries that some people hearing Going's story might think it's proof that all you really need is prayer.
I wonder what you would say to a woman who has signs and symptoms of something wrong, but won't do anything about it in terms of go to a doctor.
I would say to her that God has angels everywhere, not on heaven but in earth. And one of the prayers that was prayed on my behalf is that God would give the doctors wisdom to do what needed to be done.
Theologians believe there's a way to use the religious message to reinforce healthy behavior. In fact, Stephen Thomas is working with Professor Ron Peters of the Pittsburgh Theological Seminary to develop a combined degree in public health and divinity. It would produce public health workers with a grasp of spirituality and ministers with a knowledge of health. Peters says a basic tenet of religious belief is that the Lord can transform one's life.
Because, you know, Jesus himself, his most prominent ministry was that of healing. And in each case, persons went away not only with a changed demeanor, they went with a changed lifestyle.
Over on Paulson Street, once the heavy front door swings open and music from the six-piece band rattles the balcony, the contrast between Mount Ararat and St. James is stark. Mount Ararat is one of the largest black churches in Pittsburgh, with more than 4,500 members. It houses a flourishing health ministry, which offers aerobics and smoking cessation classes. Sharon Denard is one of seven full-time pastors at Mount Ararat. The petite, dynamic reverend works out at aerobics classes alongside her parishioners. Denard says one of the major health issues for her congregation is their diet, including that staple of the church supper, fried chicken.
We call it the gospel bird. And one of our sayings in the Baptist church, a chicken died that we might live. And we...
More than one.
Yeah, that's right. We killed a whole lot of chickens.
Denard thinks taking preventive measures to stay healthy is as much an expression of faith as going to church.
You should understand that this is the temple every day of the week, and you defile it in more ways than smoking a cigarette. You can defile it when you feed it when it's not hungry, when you give it things that would just gorge it instead of satisfying it.
Stephen Thomas says the progress black churches have already made in health awareness strengthens his vision for what the faith-based health initiative can become.
I see a future where every black church has an on-ramp to the internet where you can have high-speed access to health information in your church. I see a future where you will see your doctor in your church, and there will be a pharmacy in your church.
These things will take money, and Thomas is looking at various ways to fund the initiative, including passing the collection plate. He says this is only a part of it. Once African Americans start taking advantage of all the health system has to offer, its institutions will have to be ready to respond. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Pittsburgh.